Open this fucking door. Because we need to talk.
What am I doing? Does this answer your fucking question? Two lines, dickless. Two lines. Good fucking news. You're gonna be a dad. Now are you gonna leave me standing out here or what? How the fuck did this happen? We had one single drunken hookup at a party. One. What were the fucking odds? I mean, we even used a condom, right? Right? Oh my God. You didn't remember the condom. Are you fucking kidding me? You're so fucking useless. Fuck! Oh, my hand. Yeah, your fucking wall's okay. It's my hand that's messed up. Get me some ice, dickless. Yes, okay. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry, okay? I won't hit your shit again. That was stupid. Can you just please get ice for my hand? No, it's not broken. I don't need you to take care of me. Thanks. Right, the condom. I admit I didn't remember to tell you to put one on either. I was drunk. We were drunk. But it's still your fault. You're the guy. Even if you're drunk, you have to remember the fucking rubber. What kind of question is that? How do I know? Hey, dickless, it's yours. You're the father. Do you want to know how many other guys there could be that could be the father? No one. You're the only suspect. I haven't slept with anyone in forever. Definitely no one since you. It's a 0.0% chance it was anyone else. Why did I? We were drunk. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I don't normally have hookups when I'm drunk. That was the first time, actually. God damn it. It just feels like I can't drink anymore. I did it because it was you. There you were, the good old dickless wonder, all grown up at a college party. You're not even bad looking now. Of course I'm curious. I wanted to know what you were like in bed. Can we just pause and agree how fucking weird this is? Of all the people in the world to get me knocked up, it was you. If someone told me all those years ago at summer camp that I'd have a kid with you, I'd have punched them out of principle. Hey, don't you dare smirk. I'm not that far along. I'll still kick your ass. What now? Well, that's the other thing. When I told my dad about the baby, he kicked me out on the spot. Said that if I'm going to let some guy get me pregnant like a whore, I should go live with him. So here I am. Fetus in tow. Look, I'm sorry about punching the wall. It won't happen again. I'm just having the worst fucking day of my entire life over here. I don't have a lot of shit with me. It's a suitcase with the clothes he let me take, a few keepsakes, but I need somewhere to crash until I have some kind of plan. And the way I see it, this is your mess too. The least you can do is make sure I don't end up on the fucking street. I can? You're sure? Yeah, that's fine. I can sleep on the couch. Beats being fucking homeless. You don't have any roommates, do you? Yeah, fair. I don't see another bedroom. You haven't told me how you feel about all this. You probably hate me after the way I treated you every summer. Now I'm having your fucking kid. it's a lot to take in. I get it. I mean, fuck, I haven't even decided if I am having this kid or not. It's still early, right? I have to decide if I want to end it. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. It's not like I had any set future plans. Dad made me go to college and he's probably not paying next semester. Still, see, being a single mom, that's a lot. Hell, being a mother at all is a lot. I'm not exactly parental material. I don't have my own shit together. Besides, look at me. Don't exactly look motherly. Shit, when we were younger, half of the new campers were surprised I wasn't bunking in the boys' village. I bet you weren't even sure I had a cunt until we hooked up. Honestly, I never thought I'd have kids. It's also fucking weird to think about. There's a baby inside of me. Right this very moment, like an actual living thing. Look, I have a lot to think about. You have a lot to think about. I'm just gonna set up on your couch now. We'll talk about this later, yeah? Hey, dickless. I know it's late, but open up. I'm gonna talk. I was wondering what your room looked like. Dude, your bed is so big and I have to sleep on the couch. What, are you just gonna stand there staring? You look like you haven't seen a girl in her underwear before. Dude, you've seen me in my underwear before. Yeah, fine, okay. The ones I was wearing at the party weren't as sexy as these panties. I only worn them for my first boyfriend. Still, you're gonna have to get used to seeing me in my fucking underwear. When I'm at home, I don't like to wear a lot of clothes. Plus, I'm sleeping on the couch. Not a lot of privacy. Am I trying to turn you on? What? Why would you think? Fuck. Yes. Fine. I was trying to turn you on. Just shut up for a second and I'll explain. Now that I'm feeling a bit better, I wanted to try and focus on some of the smaller problems. That way I can save the really big ones for later. That got me thinking. You're letting me stay here for free. Yeah, there's the whole mother of your child shit. Ugh. But I wasn't raised to take handouts. I'd be even more of a disappointment to dear old dad if I started now. Basically, I need to pay rent somehow and I don't have money. So, obviously, I need to pay you in other ways. You're obviously attracted to me. Yeah, you were drunk last time we did it, but just look at the 10-year boxers. I could do something about it. Yeah, I get it. Okay, you don't want anything in return from me, and I know that you're just trying to be nice or whatever, but now I just have to rely on you? No way. Let me pay you back. I need to pay you back. You're worried if I really want to fuck you. Oh, I'm so glad you're such a fucking gentleman, Dickless. Look, my memories of last time are a little hazy. That said, I recall coming home very satisfied by your performance. You even gave me a couple bruises, but they were the good kind. Besides, why not? I didn't have a lot of sex because I was worried about the consequences. That load of good that did me. At least now I can indulge a little bit. It's not like you can knock me up twice or something. So, yeah, if I have to pay rent with my body, I won't exactly be suffering. So, fuck buddies. Spread my legs, huh? Well, loser, why should I? You gonna make me? Safe word? Why would we need that? Okay, whatever. Green gold, that works. So, you were saying, how are you going to fucking make me? Are you gonna keep talking or? Wait, you can't just shove your thumb and. You're so weird. Why would you make me suck your thumb? What kind of girl would be into that? Fine, whatever. I'll lean back on the bed. That doesn't mean you've won, though. You might have knocked me up, but that doesn't mean you can just... Hey. Yeah, not my nipples. They're really sensitive. Don't touch them like that. It's too much. Weren't you trying to spread my... I was distracted. You can't just spread them like that. That's cheating. Your hand... You're touching me. Toying me through these fucking panties. You like that, huh? You're just using your hand because... You're a dickless coward. A real man would have just fucked me, not even caring if I'm wet. I don't understand. Why are you teasing me this way? Your stupid fucking cock knocked me up. Just stop teasing me and whip it out. Just do it before I crush your hand with my thighs. No more. What? Your thumb again? I. Already. Come on. Oh, fuck. I'm already so wet. I'm soaking these fucking panties. Just do it. You've got me pregnant. The least you can do is fuck me. Am I? No. I fucking told you. I told you. I'm not a slut. I'm not. I don't do this. Not normally. Not never had a friend with benefits before. This is the first time. Fuck no. Can you please hug me?
You're inside me. Fuck. Not so dickless anymore, huh? No. Not just gonna tease me. Like a fucking pussy, huh? I couldn't believe it was you. You knocked me up. I didn't think you had the balls. If you asked me, before, I would have said that that a man like you shoots blanks. is this the best you got, huh, Dickless? Are you going easy on me just cause I'm pregnant? Give it to me. Fucking give it to me. Don't go fucking easy. I'm the bitch that used to beat your ass behind the Art Pagoda. I stole your clothes trunk while you were canoeing. I spread the rumor that you wet the bed. Are you gonna fucking give it to me? Don't you want to punish me? Hey, my hands, what are you? Don't fucking put my arms down. I could break free only holding me because the hand messed me up. I can pull free. So, what are you? Why the fuck are you pinching me there? You fucking. My nipples are so sensitive. You fucking asshole. Piece of shit. It hurts. Fuck you. You fucking got me pregnant and you're torturing my... Seyfried? No. What? I'm not... I can take it. I can fucking take it. Don't you fucking stop. Keep fucking me. Keep hurting me. Need it. Please. What? What now? Are you... Why would you want to kiss me? You should fucking hate me. Fuck. My lip. Did you bite me? It's bleeding. Do you like that? Huh? Do you fucking like hurting me? Making me bleed? Fuck. Your lips trailing down the nape of my neck. It's all too much. I'm too sensitive. Please, I... Wait. No, don't put... Mm-hmm. What the fuck? You pry my neck and it hurts. Fuck. It's so good. You fucking tickless. Biting me and pounding me. It's all too much. What the fuck? What are you? Are you fucking happy? Need to pull out already. Just come inside. Oh, fuck. Such a big bruise. Am I mad? Are you kidding me? It was exactly what I needed. So much tension. I had to get it out. Why was I so horny? Fine. Okay. I guess I really can't call you dickless anymore. That nickname has been officially retired. Just dick then. Dickhead. You knocked me up, right? It's a pretty fucking dickish thing to do. You never told me. Never told me what you think of all this. The whole enormity of it all. I mean, you got a girl pregnant. Come on. Am I ruining your life here? Okay. Well, if you're on board with this too, that really helps. It's a bit less crushing if I'm not dealing with it all alone. It's less scary. I wonder. I think I'm gonna keep it. Our kid.